Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Welcome to the journey. It's your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka 100, coming to you on the missed opportunities in relationships. The missed opportunities in relationships. You know, the one thing that we have is wasted and missed opportunities. That come with relationships because of different things and different circumstances and situations, what have you, to go along with what caused a missed relationship to occur. And one of the things that I've noticed in missed relationships is this, is that a lot of times people either get caught in themselves in one way or another. Either we're thinking too much, we've got too many assumptions, and we've got too many other elements that formulate to the mistakes that occur in great relationships, y'all. And listen, let me tell you something. Your boy is at the top of the list on this, okay? I've messed up some awesome relationships, either through my own personal desires getting off track, or my own ways of thinking and assumptions, things like that, you know, which is really good for the Art of Communications series that you have to listen to on my podcast. But listen, four things of what we need to know is about wasting precious time in your relationships. How, if you don't understand some things in a relationship, then you are going to completely miss out on what God is doing in the relationship that you're in, and who you're in relationship with. Because if you don't have a key direction with the relationship, then it's not going to be a place of success. And you don't want to miss opportunities when it comes to relationships. You want to understand those components. And sometimes, you know, those components are built on different factors. They're built on different elements of what makes a relationship a great opportunity for not just your life but for theirs as well. So, you know, I'm looking at the acronym of BOSS, B-O-S-S, BOSS, because what we have to understand about missed relationships is this right thing. The first thing is the B in BOSS, and that is the building places. What are we building towards? Who are we building it for? You know, those building places are so significant because those things determine your foundation. You know, they say if you're friends with someone for about 6 to 7 years, then they'll probably be in your life forever. You know, those kind of things really, really are sustainable for your life. And you know, what have you built your relationship on? Not just a friendship, but an intimate place. You can use this on a lot of levels of missed opportunities in relationships. What have you built your relationship on with whom you are with? You know, how have y'all established y'all places together? How have y'all, how have you two found a footing together? What are the common grounds that you have established it on? And watch this, is what you have built it on really sustainable, or is this just one thing that you have in common? Because relationship can be built on one thing, but it should expand. That's key. Relationships should expand beyond one thing to find out how much ground you have to stand on. Because a lot of the moral values, a lot of the things you find dear to your heart, a lot of the things that you find close to you is what defines either a friend, an associate, or an acquaintance. You know what I'm saying? You're able to define the individual in, that you're in relationship with on how much y'all share key principles together. You know, those are important. What are the building places? The O is the open places, which is the how much transparency is in the relationship. Do you feel like you can be yourself with them? Do you feel like you can be who you are? You know, being open is so important when it comes to relationship, because you get to display who you are and watch this and not be judged. Are you being judged who you are in how your 100 is? You know, I'm and people that I'm in a relationship with, I'm going to be honest. You know, they know up front that I'm gonna shoot from the hip. I tell them I don't have a problem telling you, and I don't have a problem with you telling me. Because, listen, I want the openness to not only be a transparent place, but you can be honest about how you feel about me. I always say this. Listen, if you can be with somebody that say, hey, listen, you got something wrong with your, well, you got an odor coming from you. I need, you know, you to kind of take care of that, because you kind of disrupting our atmosphere with your odor. I need somebody to be that kind of 100 with me, because listen, I don't need to go anywhere in life knowing that if I'm out of place or I'm out of order, that the person that I'm with can't straighten me up to make sure my appearance on life looks right. You know, tell me that my collar is off. Tell me that, you know, I need to tuck my shirt in. You know, got a pants leg stuck in my sock, whatever. You know, tell me I got some sleep in my eye. I can handle it. These kind of things are important when it comes to a strong relationship. Those open places, those transparent places are significant. It's important. You need that. Don't push people off just being honest with your appearance. You know, don't be, when people are really want to tell you, when people tell you about yourself, it's because they love you. Not people that's trying to insult you. I'm talking about people that say, oh, you know, you need to fix that, because I'm telling you, man, you keep acting like that, man. You ain't nobody going to want to be around you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still love you, but I'm just letting you know that you need that kind of person that's going to be in your life to kind of to set your life in a better position. Relationships are for making our lives better, okay? The S is for seeing. Using your discernment is very key. If you don't learn how to discern between right and wrong in your relationship, you are going to be wasting much time in relationships. How much time, how much are you discerning this relationship? Or what are you seeing from this relationship that can be fixed, that can be worked on, that can be altered? What are you doing in the components of building this relationship? Not building it, but what are you seeing in this that's not quite on the point, not quite in a good place? Because if you are seeing it, you're discerning some things. Are we distancing ourselves? That's a good way of saying it. Is there a distance between us? And you know, the first thing you want to do is a sure check to make sure that everything's okay between you and the individual. Once you start discerning distance, you know, are we okay? You know, are we all right? You know, everything good? You know, because, you know, we don't talk like we used to, you know, just want to make sure, you know, be okay with that. You know, be okay with being able to go to them and say, listen, you know, I'm discerning some things, you know, and always pay attention to what they say, you know, what's being said. A lot of times what's being said is influenced by what they're connected to. Many times in relationship, what's being said is affiliated to what they are connected to. There is a sound that comes with connection that you have to notice. And if it's changed, you know, is it a good change or is it a bad change? Because sometimes change is good. But sometimes when the distance comes and the sound becomes different, then you have to make the adjustment whether or not you're going to still be in relationship with them or whether or not you're going to move on. Last but not least is the seasons of relationship. Seasons of relationship, you have to realize that, like me and my sister, my dear sister in the Bahamas, you know, we have great seasons that we are like on point together. We are like talking every day. And then there are seasons where we don't talk at all. You know, go days without talking. You know, we'll go weeks without talking. We'll go a couple of months without talking. You know, and then every now and then we'll pop in and say, hey, how you doing? You know, everything's going good, you know. But it does not change that this is my sister. This is my sister. I love her. And I'm always here. She knows that we can always talk. We can always chop it up. We can always joke. We laugh together. We cry together. We're critical of one another. And we're spiritual towards one another. We're leaders to one another. Accountable to each other at the same time. So these seasons that we have, yeah, I miss my sister. You know, I miss her. But I also understand, you know, that sometimes seasons away in relationship give you an opportunity to hear God so that you can still minister to them. Because listen, if you're around somebody all the time, then you can't minister to them. This is for those that do ministry. If you're always with them all the time, then they won't ever know God speaking to you. And sometimes you need seasons away so that God can speak in other platforms and places and give you that seasoning as well. And that's very important when it comes to some relationships. You need those times away so that you can have what you need in the relationship, what you need from who you're with and whom you're in relationship with. Sometimes those seasons are of necessity and of importance when it comes to building places with an individual. Seasons. Are we seasoning? Are we making each other good? You know, the Bible even talks about being seasoned with grace. Because those seasons of grace that you share with them are very, very vital when it comes to those building places with an individual. But if they're away, if they're not close, don't get discouraged and don't always think that it's something going on with the sound. Like I said, it could be just a season away. But you have to identify these relationships so that when opportunities come, you maximize it. You maximize the most of the opportunities that you have with them and while they're away. Be the boss. Be the boss with the relationship. Continue to build. Stay open. Look. Be insightful for the things that are changing. And always be aware of the seasons that you are in relationships. It's your boy, Jimmy, a.k.a. Mr. 100. Y'all take care. We're going to talk soon. And we'll see what else God has to say. Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, it's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. Always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we'll be leaving Take a Life one step at a time and stay in the journey.